This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
People aren't looking for actors, or at least those kind of actors in the roles that they have. Sure, they make good money. But they don't make immense, immense money like the guys, the names I'm looking at right here. Take a guess who made the most money when it came to acting in the year 2020, Coleman. And I'll give you a hint. He was the highest paid actor last year, too, in 2019.
Oh, The Rock.
Yes.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, in 2020, made $87.5 million.
The list does say actor?
Yeah. It says,
they should change that to movie star. There's a difference between an actor and a movie star.
You're 100% right. There's a big difference between those two. Coming in second, Ryan Reynolds made $71.5 million in the year 2020. I mean, he's all right, but he'll never get confused with somebody like Gary Oldman or someone like an actor like that.
No, see, The Rock is a draw. Ryan Reynolds is one of those guys. I kind of put him in the thing with Jim Carrey and Denzel Washington, where they're just the same person in every movie that they play.
Yeah.
You know, they have actors like Ryan Reynolds is just Ryan Reynolds, just in a different movie.
But people will go see him because they like him.
Right.
Here's a perfect example who came in number three. The same thing as Ryan Reynolds. Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg. It's just Mark Wahlberg with a different accent in every movie.
He made $58 million.
What did he even do last year? This year. Is he in anything?
Mark Wahlberg, boy, I couldn't even tell you what he did. I didn't see anything that he did this year.
Exactly. I know Ryan Reynolds had the Deadpool thing going. I know The Rock has everything going.
Coming in at number four, Ben Affleck made $55 million. Again, he's not a great actor. Coming in at number five, here's a perfect example. Vin Diesel. he made $54 million. When you look at those top five, they're not great actors, but they're draws.
Right.
People, they get paid to be put in things for action, adventure, physical stuff. And who's ever paying them knows that they're going to be a draw.
Other than Mark Wahlberg, all those actors have played in a superhero movie at one point or the other. The Rock is going to be the Black Adam from Shazam. Ryan Reynolds was Deadpool and Green Lantern. Vin Diesel played Groot in Guardians of the Galaxy, and he also has the Fast and Furious franchise. Ben Affleck recently played Batman in the Justice League.
Well, and I'm going to round out the top 10, and then I'm going to tell you what else they have in common.
All right.
Coming in at number six, the only Bollywood star, a guy by the name of Akshay Kumar, made $48.5 million in the year 2020. Coming in at number seven, Lin-Manuel Miranda. He made $45.5 million. He's the guy that created Hamilton, which started as the great play, Broadway play that went everywhere. And then Hamilton ended up getting picked up by Disney. They acquired the movie rights to Hamilton. So that's why Lin-Manuel Miranda came in at number seven. Number eight, Will Smith. Made $44.5 million. Number nine, Adam Sandler.
What?
Made $41 million in the year 2020.
Oh, he did that movie Uncut Gems this year.
Yes, and then rounding out the top 10 at number 10, Jackie Chan made $40 million in the year 2020. The one thing that six out of those 10, the top 10 actors have in common, Netflix. So it's beyond being a movie star now where people will, because who's going to see movies in the last few months?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to movie theaters. But they figured out streaming services.
Right. Jackie Chan released a movie this year that didn't even have any marketing, but him and Arnold Schwarzenegger stars in it. But it went straight to streaming service.
Yeah, whether the streaming service is Netflix or whether it's Amazon Prime or whatever the case may be, that's what these guys have figured out. And that's what the people who are paying these guys figured out to get these guys in things that are on streaming services. But none of these people, you know, are great actors. Thespian actors. None of these guys, they're just draws.
They're movie stars. Yeah, they're just movie stars. People you just want to see in a movie doing something.
I mean, you think about how much crap Adam Sandler's put out. And look, going back to Adam Sandler's early days, whether it was Billy Madison or Happy Gilmore, I mean, that stuff was hilarious, but that was many, many years ago. But Adam Sandler has still figured out a way to get on streaming services and that people will go watch, and he's making piles and piles of money still.
It's just like the music industry. People just, they like what they like. You can be the greatest musician in the world, but if you can put a drum beat together and say something over and over again, that's the big bucks, because that's what people like.
Isn't that something?
The Rock just beats people up, and they'll pay to see that other than Daniel Day-Lewis trying to beat Abraham Lincoln.
We'll get that list up for you on our website at bayou957.com. But those are the top earners in Hollywood in the year 2020.
See, if I wasn't 5'6 and I was a little bit tall and a little bit more muscular, I could have been an action star.
Oh, you think you could have been making Rock kind of money?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I'd be making Rock kind of money. You see my video of me doing my little martial arts and doing it. If I was a little bit taller.
You know, and we just talked about The Rock last week on the show because he bought the XFL.
Yep.
And now that two of the Power Five college football conferences aren't playing this year. By the way, the other three of the Power Five, including the SEC, they are playing football this fall. And a lot of the smaller conferences, like the American Athletic Conference that Tulane is in, they're playing football this fall.
You think the XFL could pick some of those people up who didn't get a chance to play this year?
Yeah.
In the college level?
Guys out of the Big Ten and guys out of the Pac-12.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
That aren't playing. You never know about that. Stay tuned. Coming up on the show, I've got the dumbest thing I read all morning, and it has to do with a driver's license. We can all relate to getting driver's licenses, right? Wait till you see the picture that was on this one woman's driver's license. That's coming up. We'll tell you all about it here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Hey, we've got that list for you if you want to check it out on our website, the highest paid quote unquote actors of the year 2020. Very interesting. And as I mentioned, none of those guys will ever get confused with Gary Oldman or Daniel Day-Lewis. Hey, and congratulations to a 13-year-old girl in Harvey over on the West Bank. She just won a national spelling bee. Her name is Zalia Avant-Garde. That's her name. Zalia Avant-Garde. It's something with some kids are named these days, huh? Avant-Garde! She beat out 88 of the best young spellers in the country to win the first ever Kaplan Online Spelling Bee. She's also a Guinness World Record holder as well. A 13-year-old girl from Harvey.
Wait, she won it online?
Yeah, because of coronavirus and everything.
So her parents could have been in behind the camera with paper holding the words up as she was spelling them?
Those are some very difficult words, Coleman. Her parents would have really had to be a step ahead of the game to do that, but I like the way you think. Congratulations to Zalia Avant-Garde. She's 13 years old. That's her name. Avant-Garde. From Harvey, again, the National Spelling Bee champ. Coming up next, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning. This is one of the dumbest things I saw all morning. It has to do with a driver's license and the picture that was on it. You're not going to believe this next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And it's that time of our show where I tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. And it's actually, It's the dumbest thing I read here, dumbest thing I saw. All morning. Tennessee woman renews driver's license online.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Fine. But it arrives with a picture of an empty chair. Yeah, it's got her name on it. We're gonna get this up on the website. Have you ever renewed your driver's license online?
Never at all.
I haven't yet either. I always go.
I didn't even know you had that option.
But a Tennessee woman who recently renewed her driver's license online received the ID card back with a photo of an empty chair on it instead of her face. And it's a driver's license, and on the left side where it should be a picture of her face, it's just an empty chair. Quote, I was with my mom and we were going to eat lunch and I said, you need to see this. This isn't right. Jade Dodd told local media there in Tennessee after she discovered the errant photo. The chair ended up on the 25-year-old woman's driver's license since it was the last photo mistakenly taken and saved to Dodd's file at her last visit to the DMV. According to the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security. Jesus. Safety and Homeland Security. And this is what they're doing. And these people in charge of people's safety and security. When the department was made aware of her situation, we immediately made things right with the customer and provided her with a license with her actual photo and have addressed the situation internally, the agency said.
So nobody looked at the license before they shipped it out and mailed it and thought, this doesn't look right.
No, they just put it in the envelope, Coleman, and they mailed it to the woman's house.
So the person that printed it, the person that had to put the lamination on it, the person that had to put it in the envelope, and the person that, like, nobody just looked at it and said, huh, maybe not. Because even if you write an envelope to mail it, you have to look at the license to get the address to put on the envelope to mail to them, right? To make sure you get the right address.
Yeah.
Maybe they just thought she looked like a chair.
So when she got this the other day, Jade Dodd, she went to her Facebook page and she posted the picture of her driver's license with the empty chair as her photo on her Facebook page. And that got shared more than 18,000 times.
I wouldn't have even brought it back. I would have just used that as my license. I would have. I would have just been, hey, this is what they gave me. If I would have got pulled over by West Wego and they asked for my driver's license and they saw the chair, like, yep, that's me.
But they would have said, you look nothing like this chair.
Yeah, that's what the DMV sent me. Take it up with them.
Well, the chair is black. I'm looking at it, Coleman, and you happen to be a black guy.
But... it is made out of stiff wood, I'm guessing, right?
Well, they, I gotta get this up on the, by you, our website. I'll put that up. Give me a minute or two here. I'll get this up for you. But the Tennessee woman who renewed her driver's license online, but when she got the ID in the mail, her picture was a picture of an empty chair. It's the dumbest thing I read and saw all morning. here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. We've got that story in the picture of the driver's license on our website. Go check it out. The Tennessee woman who renewed her driver's license online, and then when she got it a few days later in the mail, it got her name right, it got her address right, got her height right, 5'3", brown eyes, got all that right. But the picture it got wrong. Put a picture of an empty chair.
Maybe she was sitting on a chair, she was just invisible.
No, they admitted they made a mistake, and then they let her keep that one, and then they sent her a new one with the last picture that she took. So now she's got actually two Tennessee driver's licenses. But go check that out. It's a pretty funny driver's license. And that's right next to the dumbest thing. That is the dumbest thing that I read all morning. And that's right next to the list of the top 10 highest paid, quote-unquote, actors for the year 2020. They're more movie stars than they are actors. Those are right next to each other on our website. Go check them out when you get a chance at Bayou957.com. We're in our commercial free ride right now. We're in it here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.